Man kills 7 of his children and an 8th child in Louisiana mass shooting. Oil prices rise after Trump says Iranian ship seized. Tehran will never cede control of Strait of Hormuz, senior Iranian politician tells BBC. Ukraine police chief resigns after officers allegedly fled deadly shooting. Rat poison found in heap baby food jar in Austria. Police say Zelensky condemns U.S. extension of Russian sanctions waiver. Rumen Radev set to win Bulgarian parliamentary election. Thousands of Parisians evacuated as Wu 2 bomb detonated. Ontario Premier Doug Ford agrees to sell $21 million private jet following outcry. Pope says tyrants. Speech was not aimed at Trump. Alec Baldwin to face civil trial over Rust film set shooting. Bodies of 50 infants dumped at Trinidad graveyard. Australia's most decorated soldier vows to fight war crime charges. Mexico's Sheinbaum denies diplomatic crisis with Spain after conquest row. Building of Trump's White House ballroom can resume in full. Appeals court says at least 6 killed in Kyiv as gunman opens fire and takes hostages. French peacekeeper killed in southern Lebanon. Madonna joins Sabrina Carpenter to surprise Coachella. The insider trading suspicions looming over Trump's presidency. They told me he was dead. Children born near army base learn truth about UK soldier dads. India has splurged billions on metro trains. But where are the commuters? Fuel rations and free buses. How countries have responded to rising oil prices. Art on trial. A sculptor's arrest highlights new extremes for censorship in China. Why your recycled clothes could end up in this South American desert. Croatia, but cheaper. The quirky holiday spots on trend for 2026. Widespread damage as storm spreads through Midwestern US. Drone footage shows huge Malaysian coastal village fire. Watch, Obama and Mom Dani sing with children in New York. Watch, runners versus robots at China half marathon. BBC reports from Lebanese border town as residents try to return home. Watch, fuel truck leaves trail of fire on road in Syria. BBC in Iran, Tehran does not think it has lost this war. Exclusive, Indian refiners pay for Iran oil in yuan via ICICI Bank, sources say. World weighs fate of Mideast ceasefire after U.S. seizes Iranian cargo ship. Oil rises 5% on renewed U.S.-Iran tension. Gold prices dip as Iran tensions reemerge. Oil prices jump. How 50 days of the Iran war led to the loss of $50 billion worth of oil. U.S. seizes Iranian cargo ship. Tehran vows to retaliate. Oil prices jump 7% after U.S. seizes Iran ship. Hormuz closed again. U.S. energy chief says gas prices could stay above $3 per gallon until next year. Kuwait detained U.S. Kuwaiti journalist over war posts. CPJ says Iran replenishes launchers at higher rate than pre-war. Guards commander says RBC Capital Markets names top U.S. E&P stocks analysis. European defense stocks cool as investors reassess war winners. Many core shares extend rally after doubling in Hong Kong IPO debut. Huawei signs deal with Vietnamese bank SHB to expand Vietnam footprint. Japan petroleum shares slide on profit hit warning from Middle East tensions. China food delivery stocks subdued as authorities crack down on ghost deliveries. UAE seeks U.S. financial backstop amid Iran war concerns, WSJ. Chinese robotics stocks mixed after Beijing half marathon showcases humanoid tech. Asia stocks rise as tech gains offset U.S.-Iran tensions. China keeps LPR steady. Exclusive, EU to push for jet fuel diversification as Iran war threatens supply. China keeps loan prime rate unchanged for 11th month in April. Italy saw modest growth in Q1, supported by Olympics. Central bank estimates Canadian housing starts decreased 6% in March. U.S. tariffs drive steep drop in EU exports for second month. Italy's February trade surplus widens to $4.94 billion. Malaysia's economy grows 5.3% in first quarter, slowing from 2025. NATO will not collapse and U.S. will defend its allies, Estonian minister says.